Florida is the only state that doesn't require a jury to vote unanimously to recommend a death sentence. And that's not justice, says Ingrid Delgado, an associate with the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops.
We're not then encouraging that jury to really deliberate and discuss if this case really is death eligible or if it merits a death sentence.
Reform-minded legislators have been trying for years to change the system, and bills were already filed for 2016. But this year, Delgado says things are different. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear a direct challenge to Florida's death penalty sentencing procedure, including non-unanimous recommendations. But death penalty supporters say they're not too worried. The existing system survived numerous federal challenges, and the Supreme Court seemed satisfied when it upheld Florida's death penalty in 1976. Northwest Florida State Attorney Glenn Hess, head of the Statewide Prosecutors Association, says the system gives jurors more of a chance to fit the punishment to the crime.
You may have Jack the Ripper, and you may have one soft-hearted juror who says, I can't vote for death, and Jack the Ripper does not get the death penalty. That would violate the concept of proportionality.
The court is scheduled to hear the case on October 13th. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.